You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan.
We got some good contributions at ESPN Radio NOLA. It's a real simple question of the day. I want your best, you know, Longfellow, your best Shakespeare. Give me your best few sentences here. Your ode to quarterback Drew Brees. Roses are red, violets are blue. The Saints would really stink without Drew. That's mine. Over on Twitter, B Trusty says, roses are red, violets are blue. Drew Brees with a spin move. And the Falcons were through. Like that, John 4K?
Yeah, Falcons were through yesterday when they lost to Pittsburgh. Yes. They might be having a coaching change.
1-4. He could be in trouble. CB Nick at Who Dat Diva is the Twitter handle. Way down yonder in New Orleans, we've got a quarterback who's a record-breaking machine. So proud he's our guy. A round of applause, please, for the only our leader at Drew Brees. There you go.
A little long.
Yeah, but it's fine.
It has some good points in it, yes.
Again, trying to clear my throat, didn't read that as well as I probably could.
Well, it's because you probably were stuffing down some of that jambalaya.
We got to get some jambalaya.
Maybe
to get over this cold.
Maybe Drew can go get us some and sneak us a little bit, a taste of it after he gets off the air with us.
You've been talking a lot about the jambalaya shops, jambalaya
it.
And
I'm pastelaya. Hungry. All right, well, I'm starving.
I told you have time to go get that during the top of the hour break. Now you're stuck till 2.
I got to get over you, man. I got to crawl over you. That's tough to move you. Well, you're looking a little spiff there in that nice thick jersey shirt you got on.
I'm filling out the large.
Yes, that's a large?
That's a large. Looks like a schmedium, I get
no,
it.
It looks good on you. Now, you gave me an extra large, and I'm
trying
to squeeze in it.
It's the humidity that's sticking
it
to me.
Yeah, it's a little humid. It's October.
Yeah.
Where's humidity in October?
Well, my wife texted me earlier that there is a cool front scheduled for Friday.
Today's Monday.
I understand that.
That's 5 days from now.
Well, you know.
A cool front. I'm going to get in that Jeep.
It's the best I can do.
Put the ESPN on the side. Put that AC up.
Exactly right.
There's our cool breeze right there.
You can see the Jeep right here on Highway 311. You can't miss us. When you get a chance, stop on by. Free jambalaya and pastelaya from the Jambalaya Shop, 1795 Martin Luther King Boulevard. We are live at Clayton Holmes and Jude, part of the crew here that will welcome you when you show up, along with Beth, Bonnie, and Hunter. Jude, always, man, appreciate you for having us on again. We talked a little bit about the affordability of these homes and how much fun they are. They can start anywhere just above 30.
Yeah, definitely. We have a lot of different things that we can do. Like I said before, 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, 4 bedrooms, 3 bedrooms starting. You know, a lot of times people ask us, you know, where do things go? You know, what do they look like inside? I always tell them on the phone, hey, you need to come by and see what it is, you know, because when you look at it on the outside, you think, man, look, these are a bunch of little shotgun houses. You know, like you ride down New Orleans, and you're like, man, look, what do we got here? What we're sitting on right now is actually just what we call our Homa house, you know. It's like a door front. You know, 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, living area, kitchen, main open floor plan.
It's 3 bedrooms and 2 baths.
Yeah,
yes, right behind us.
What's the length from front door to the back of the house?
Yeah, 16 by 80.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you got a lot of living space.
Oh yeah, definitely. We do different floor plans. So, like people walk in, they're like, man, this looks completely different. Walk in the next one.
Right.
What just happened, you know?
Right.
So that's the main thing is just providing a variety of floor plans, a variety of function. 4 bedrooms, like I said, 4 bedrooms and a single wide, 16 by 86. You know, nobody carries that. Every home we do is energy smart. So, like, upgraded insulation, you know, upgraded hot water tank. You know, our main thing is to keep the home as energy efficient as possible. I got a big old sign that says everything about it.
Right. No, it's really cool. Like I said, when you walk in, you'll see red tag sales. So you got thousands of dollars off on these homes.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We've got programs that we don't do usually throughout the year, like double wides at $55,000. You know, that's unheard of. You know, usually it starts out around $65,000. So we've automatically taken off $10,000 off the top.
You say y'all design some of these houses, so if somebody comes here doesn't see anything on the lot that they like, they can sit down with you guys and y'all can design what they are looking for, or basically you have to buy what you see.
Oh, no, look, okay. Check it out. The one we're actually sitting on right now, this was a 1-bedroom. So when you look at it on the computer, this is originally a 1-bedroom, 1-bathroom. So I extended it because I like the main living room floor plan and the functionality of the back sides of the bedroom. So I was like, man, look, let's just change this. So I got to the drawing board, sat down, drew it out, and it worked perfect.
Okay. Wow. Joey, got a question for us?
I sure do, since you'll have Jude there. And, of course, you know, I work radio all my life.
Right.
What's the financing like?
Yeah, definitely. No, people ask us that, too. We work with multiple lenders.
Remember, I work radio, so even bad credit.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it goes all the way as low as, you know, like 480 all the way up to, you know, 780. We work with multiple lenders, so it's not just, you know, you got one option where one lender is trying to just stick you with this program. Our goal really is to put you with different lenders to really have them compete against each other to give you the best deal.
All right, let me ask you this now. You see these trailers, right? People come in and buy them. Do they have, basically, what I'm trying to get to is you see trailer parks, you see a bunch of trailers. Do people, like, take a trailer and have to kind of go into a trailer park, or do you think they have to buy their land, or what's the deal? Like, you just don't buy a trailer and say, okay, I'm just going to plunk it here when you don't own that piece of land. You see what I'm getting at?
Yeah, what's cool is we deal with the whole process. So if it's, let's say, like a mobile home park, we'll get with the property owner, figure out what needs to happen there as far as, like, the electric and septic hookups. If it's going on a property that you're buying, we'll help you with the surveys, the inspections, everything like that. If you're putting in a rented property, let's say, like, your buddy owns a piece of property and you need to get it set up, what we'll do is we'll go out there, meet with that property owner, meet with you, and then figure out what needs to be done. So our goal is to help you from start to finish, not just like, hey, I'm going to take care of the house. You take care of everything else.
Right.
If you want to do that, that's cool, but we don't want to put you in that position.
985-872-2850, not to interrupt the conversation, but Sammy from Bruce Art Appliance Service pulled up here. He waved at us, and he wanted some jambalaya and pastelaya from the jumbo shop. So he got the pastelaya. I'm telling you, if you've
never tried it, it's awesome. Try the
pastelaya.
I'm going next break.
We're making you hungry.
No, Jordan, the intern, loved the pastelaya.
Got,
yeah, exactly.
I told you. Free
there
food?
Free food. It's free lunch.
Free
Look,
for
got,
me?
There's buckets of jambalaya and pastelaya inside. Just walk on in and, while you're in, of course, take a look and say hello to Jude and the rest of the staff here as well. Jude, Beth, Bonnie, and Hunter can help as well. And, of course, when you call 985-872-2850, Facebook, you can go in there, just look up Clayton Homes. I'm sure it'll pop up.
Yeah, go to Clayton Homes, Homa.com,
yeah,
you know.
Easy enough for that to happen. I asked you earlier, one of the things I think is different, just in from our view here on the porch, where we are here in the parking lot at one of the homes, the front's different. The windows are different. You got some that have shutters. You got some that don't. I like, again, natural lighting is huge right now in designing homes and remodeling or rebuilding. People that go and gut houses and do all those things, getting natural light in is a ton. The two homes, John, in front of us, a little different, right? So the house on the left, you have the front door that's sort of on the side. It's kind of a rectangle sort of look, and the steps leading to it. The one on the right, it's a little wider rectangle that faces you, but you got, it almost looks like, what, French doors, two windows to the side, and then four smaller rectangle windows, and then all along the side as well. You have a ton of light coming in from the front there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. The main thing we look at is open floor plans. It's got to be functional, but it's also got to be something people are going to love, you know.
Can I do an island and stuff like that for a kitchen in here?
Oh, yeah, we can do islands, change the island from the floor plan to a bar, to completely taking it out, moving the sink. You know, so all that stuff's really easy.
So how's the process sort of go? Like, let's say I was interested, I want to do that. I just sit down with you, and we help design. You show us ones that are already sort of made. What if I have an idea, like I just said, like I like – an island, an open floor plan. I like to entertain, so I probably want something I can kind of see through and have stuff like that. We just sit down and then we start playing around?
Yeah, the main thing is this, is we make the process really easy. So one, two, three. So first thing is you come in, we get to know you, see what you're looking for, kind of review some floor plans you looked at. If you hadn't looked at any, we'll take you on the lot. The next thing is partner you with a lender, have the lenders compete against each other, give you the best options. The third thing is put the home in location and get everything done. You know, so it's really one, two, three. It's really the easiest process that we can come up with. So we simplified the process to make it easy for anyone to get this.
What I noticed is, you know, you call yourself the Clayton Homes. There's no trailer word in there.
Right.
And so people got to realize these are homes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the old days, it was all about trailers, and it probably shied people away. But like Gus said, I'm looking – now what size house is this, or how many bedrooms is in that one?
Oh, yeah, that one's three bedrooms, two baths. It's got a full tile shower, rain shower, actually, really open. Main living, you're looking at, it's 28 by 64, you know, so we've got a lot of space inside of the house. It's really functional, open floor plan. You know, I like open floor plans. Some people kind of think about, like, you know, like they think about old trailers, right? And they have walls everywhere. Well, the way they're built now, with HUD regulations and with the, we set up our wind zone three homes is we try to keep everything really open and really functional, you know?
I like it. What are the other things that we talked about in hour number one, too, man? As, obviously we're keeping our attention over to the Gulf. It looks like there's something going to the right of Pensacola, Destin, into that area right now. It's going to be a hurricane later on. The wind's pretty picked up here in the last couple hours. It's not the storm. It's just windy today. That's good. But it's one of the things that John asked. And look, it's one of the things that probably would be the first thing on my mind. Weather in South Louisiana, obviously during hurricane season. But you said something in hour one that probably surprising to a lot of people listening. These things are rated just like your house is.
Yeah, what's really neat is whenever we build a home, we're building it to withstand not just these winds, but also you got to think about the rain. You know, what's the service on the home look like, right? So a hurricane brings more things than just, you know, wind. You're looking at shingles. You're looking at all kind of things going. So that leads me into the service side of things is, you know, we do service right here from the location. So they're wind rated for a hurricane. You got service right here in your backyard. You call us if there's a problem, we take care of it. You know, and if we need to partner with local contractors, we do that too. You know, so we're got you back.
All right. You look at all these trailers out here, these homes out here. They're all on stilts, cinder blocks. They got tires under them. When you bring this and you go set, does it set on the ground or you have to be on cinder blocks or you have to have the tires under? Because if I'm thinking about hurricane weather, the weather getting under, you know, blowing wind underneath it and kind of moving your house, so that's why they see with tornado things. But, you know, does everything have to be on tires or on cinder blocks?
The way it works is whenever we move a house, the first thing that we do is remove the wheels and axles so that you don't have any problems if you need to move it in the future. And if you do need to move it, you come and call me, and we can get you with the proper parts to get it moved. But the next thing that we do is actually anchor and lag the home. So what we're doing is we're actually anchoring or lagging it to whatever foundation's placed there. It needs to be turtlebacked as far as the property goes. We suggest either limestone or pouring full slab or runners at least. But what I do is I inspect the property, make sure that we're going to be able to do the proper anchoring system for that location. Each location is a little different, but the home has a strap that goes around the entire home. There's about 10 straps that go around the whole side of a single wide, and we anchor down the entire house to the ground. So it can't move, can't do anything. The locations are different. So, like, we may have to block a home 1.8 feet to the bottom of the I-beam. One, we may have to block, you know, 36 inches to the bottom of the I-beam. It's just so different, you know. So we never just put a generic package out there. We always want to make sure that every location is blocked, anchored, and set to the proper codes, you know. So we're really picky about the process we go through. You used to be able to just, like, the old trailer houses, man, you just drop one off in whatever location, like right across the street on a little dirt pad or, like, whatever you want, you know, and good luck, whatever happens. This way, no, we go out there, make sure everything's properly done, help you with your permit process. Like I said, we don't want to just push you off and say, right, good luck. You know, that's the biggest thing is no good luck. Good luck, Charlie. Now come over here. We'll help you out, you know. Like I said before, these ain't your grandma's trailers. We do trailer trade programs. Most people know about that. So if you got an old rundown trailer that you're like, man, I don't want to do maintenance on this. It's going to cost me $1,800 to fix it. Come in. That $1,800 can go straight towards your down payment. You know, straight to your down payment, straight to paying off, whatever we got to get set up for you.
As always, if you want to get any information, 985-872-2850. Again, the website.
Yeah, ClaytonHolman.com.
Easy enough. And then on Facebook as well, go check it out. Jude, when we bring you back at 2:05, I'm going to ask you for a key and a score to tonight's Saints Redskins ball.
What about the palm? Did he have one?
Man, I'm going to have to make one. I'm going to make one. You got me set. I was too busy eating.
You got an hour. You got an hour to give us your best. Longfellow, your Shakespeare sounds good. John 4K will give us that here in a quick second. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
Joey, we still got Josh on the phone? Okay. So before we go to the break, John, do you have your poem?
I do. And let me get this right. You ready?
Yep.
Roses are red.
Here we go.
Violets are blue. If it wasn't for Drew, then there's no you. You got what I'm saying there? Drew Brees is not on the Saints.
Same.
You wouldn't be going to, you know, you wouldn't be able to watch him. You wouldn't be there.
Okay,
it's probably lame, but
yeah, no, I mean
it ain't my best. Well, I'm not a, you know, I flunked that class in school.
Well, you know, you made an effort.
You know,
though.
It's you, you made know, an effort. If it wasn't for Drew, then yeah, Drew can't do it without you.
It's kind of one of those things where the play broke down, and then you somehow found a way to go get the first. It wasn't pretty.
That or
you
know what it
you
was?
You got it done.
I got a D in class and out enough to pass.
There you go.
That's you know, all that
when
matters.
When we come back, we'll find out what in the world happened over there in Vegas. Rafael Esparza We'll touch on the nonsense that was the UFC battle and brawl all in the arena and everything. Plus, we'll get his take for the game. And then I asked him to cook up some funny odds. Who catches the record-breaking pass for Drew Brees? Is it Michael Thomas, Alvin Kamara? I got Mark Ingram. You went Josh Hill?
No, I went Kamara, but I'm going to change it. I think I'm going to go
Taysom Hill?
I'm going to go Josh Hill because I think it's tight end.
Josh Hill.
I'm going to say, I'm going to go.
Jordan the intern says Josh Hill as well.
I go Josh Hill. And real quickly, did you see the interview of Jackson after the fight, the UCF fight?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. That was hilarious. You have to watch it again.
No, again, this weekend was just crazy. So I'll ask him to do that. And then coming up, bottom of the hour, fantasy football, Tim Heaney. If you have any questions from RotoWire, we'll do that. All hour three is nothing but breaking this game down. So hour three is nothing but breaking this game down. As a look at that. Look what Jude's doing for you, John Ford.
Oh, that was so nice.
Here comes some jambalaya just for you.
And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to work on my palm. I'm having another one for you.
Oh, he's going to have another one. Wow. I might make one up too as well. Thank you so
much.
Appreciate it so much, Jude. Thank you. And we'll have a little jambalaya from the Jambalaya Shop where you can always go pay them a visit. 1795 Martin Luther King Boulevard in Houma. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
You've seen him on national television. You've heard him on national radio. Kevin Todd, president and CEO of thesportsbrokers.com, is releasing his Monday blowout winner. Washington and New Orleans, absolutely free. Absolutely free. Call now 800-220-6262 and get tonight's winner absolutely free. Start your football season on a winning note. There's no one better against the spread than Kevin Todd. Become part of Kevin Todd's inner circle and you'll have access to his upset specials. Dogs winning outright. Favorites running away with a win by 3 to 4 touchdowns. Let him earn your business. He loves tonight's game. Call 800-220-6262. Absolutely free. Kevin Todd is the nation's number one handicapper. He's the professional that professionals turn to. Call now 800-220-6262. That's 800-220-6262. Absolutely free. Kevin Todd turns outcomes into incomes. Call 800-220-6262.
Looking for hardwood floors? Then don't pay retail. Shop where the dealers buy at New Orleans Flooring Distributors, Louisiana's exclusive AquaWood dealer. The only hardwood floors that are 100% waterproof. That's right, completely waterproof. And only at New Orleans Flooring Distributors, the best selection and prices on everything from hardwood to vinyl to carpet. For a great flooring experience, call 504-249-6394. That's 504-249-6394. Or visit them on LNA Road, off Airline and Metairie, or online at nolaflooring.com.
Sink your teeth into one of the Dugout and Thibodeau's famous mouth-watering Grand Slam burgers or their famous homemade roast beef po' boys. The Dugout also has frappes, smoothies, and a variety of specialty sundaes and offers over 85 snowball flavors to choose from. Any one can be made sugar-free. Follow them on Facebook. First 10 customers to come in and mention you heard this commercial on ESPN Radio will win a free Dugout t-shirt. Visit the Dugout of Thibodeau, located on St. Mary Street in Thibodeau.
The Lady of the Sea After Hours Clinic has moved to the new Lady of the Sea Cutoff Clinic, located directly in front of the hospital off of Highway 1 in Galliano. The same After Hours staff will continue to see patients from 5 to 9 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on weekends with no appointment necessary. Now the convenience of a walk-in clinic with a pharmacy at the same location is available for our community. Same provider in a new environment. Lady of the Sea After Hours Clinic, here when you need us.
Hi, I'm Francis Bruce, candidate for Port Commission Seat H, number 73. I'd really appreciate your vote on November 6th. I have worked in the oil and gas industry as a mariner for over 30 years. I am also the former owner of Collins Big Star Supermarket, Bamassi, paid for by Francis Bruce.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Cattingill.
When the earth was being born, with the loveliest of them all was the unicorn. It was green alligators and long neck geese.
Did you see what happened over the weekend? It was madness, mayhem everywhere. As, of course, Conor McGregor, Khabib, they fought. I mean, the rest of the undercards were good as well. But there was a brawl outside, inside the arena, in the concourse. It was crazy. At VSI Doc Sports, a way to follow Rafael Esparza. He normally joins us on Friday for our picks and odds segment. But, Rafael, you watched this weekend. We'll get into the Saints Redskins here into who you think the Saints, receiver or running back will be, or tight end, or even backup quarterback to catch the Drew Brees record, setting pass. But, dude, your thoughts as you watched the fight unfold on Saturday. I'm talking about the main event, McGregor and Khabib.
I don't know, how dumb am I? I chose to go back to Vegas to see one fight that I wanted to see. Okay, I'm gonna go see the rematch of boxing since I'm a bigger boxing fan of Canelo Alvarez instead of going to a UFC fight. Boy, did I chose wrong on that one. But it was just. I told people before Saturday that these two fighters, hate is not even the word you want to use. I mean, it's funny that they weren't even together during the last press conference. They weren't together at the weigh-in. They weren't together at any kind of event all week, and they separated them for a reason. They had over 14 security guards in the ring when they were announcing them in. I mean, just right then you knew something could have happened, but I never knew that's what I was going to see after that fight was going crazy. I texted you. Because I have a lot of people that work in surveillance, and they were sending me feeds of what was going on outside the arena and in the Condor. And there was better fights outside the arena than we saw actually in the octagon after that. So it was a complete chaos.
It's unbelievable to sit and watch that. And it's pay-per-view. That's what they
I saw people, obviously, on social media, whether it's Snapchat, Twitter, or even Facebook videos of people in the concourse. It was unbelievable the amount of people that were being arrested, people waving Irish flags, people waving Russian flags, and then seeing, of course, just the brawls that were going on. I mean, it was melee. It was 5-on-5, 3-on-1. I mean, it was, and in the crowd, what's crazy about today, John, is instead of trying to, everyone's just filming. Everyone's just watching it. But they're fighting right there in the concession stand. It's just, I mean, it was, that probably was the more disturbing thing, I guess, if you're Dana White. Look, you love the attention. You love the media coverage of this, good or bad coverage is good coverage. But when it gets to the point where maybe you don't feel safe attending an event,
right,
that all of a sudden changes the game, don't you think?
Well, yeah, the governor was at this, was at UFC 229. They rushed him out. It was, like I said, and if you're a Russian, you were already in a bad mood because you had a Russian heavyweight that was winning all three rounds. And then 11 seconds, he gets knocked out by the Black Beast, who had one of the best one-liners in any sport, any
yes,
interview, which I'm
yes,
not going to say on the line, on the phone. But if you're a Russian, you are mad already going into that fight for what happened to Drago when the Black Beast knocked him out. But, yeah, I mean, it's can the USA hate Russia more than ever right now if you throw in this event than anything else? But it was just crazy. We already have prop bets on what's going to happen. Will they have a rematch? Conor McGregor's minus or plus 250, Khabib minus $3. Will Khabib get his purse? Conor got his purse for the fight this morning. Not that many people, they released his purse. They have not released Khabib's fight purse, which is $2 million. So, of course, you can bet that yes or no. Will he receive it by the end of the year? Will Khabib be stripped of the UFC championship? Oh, you can bet that. Of course, I put odds on that. And then you can also bet who's going to fight next and who Conor's going to fight next. So, of course, you know me, I take the worst things and put some positive string on it to try to get some coin out of people.
So, do you think there's going to be a rematch? I can't imagine it wouldn't be.
Probably not away, because if you're Khabib, you have to worry about, I mean, you're not a citizen here. They could strip him or maybe suspend him, because if they're suspending him, that means you can't live here, you can't fight here. So he might have visa issues more than anything. I mean, I don't think that fight happens in Nevada. You might see maybe a bigger venue. I think Khabib's next fight will probably be against Tony Ferguson, who won on that card. And I think Conor McGregor's next fight might be either Nate Diaz or maybe a Khabib. Rematch. I mean, he's already, George St. Pierre wants to fight Conor. Anderson Silva wants to fight Conor McGregor. Heck, maybe Floyd Mayweather, we put him at 101 that he'll fight Conor McGregor in the octagon next. So, he won't have, that many bad offers. But if you're Conor McGregor, you need to win your next fight because we can see the next Ronda Rousey. Remember, she lost her first fight and came back and lost again and then she went to WWE. If Conor comes back and fights the UFC and loses again, I can guarantee you he's neck and neck with Ronda Rousey in the WWE at a WrestleMania event.
Rafael, you made a comment. You said George St. Pierre, he's still fighting?
Yes, he's still fighting. We put him at 5-1 to fight Conor McGregor next. He's going to fight sometime either the end of this year or the first year of January. Would not be shocked if he fights on the Super Bowl Saturday fight card. There's always a big fight on the Super Bowl Saturday.
All right, always love to get odds, especially of the funny kind here. Who do you think catches the potential record? Well, it would be the record-breaking catch for Drew Brees. Is it a running back, receiver, or tight end? I gave you a list of possible candidates here, right? Now, anywhere from Thomas to Meredith to Traquan Smith, Ted Ginn, Josh Hill, Ben Watson, Mark Ingram, Alvin Kamara. We'll throw even Taysom Hill into it. Who has the best odds and the biggest odds of it not being? Who would you go with?
We're going to do two prop bets. Will a running back, wide receiver, tight end, or other catches? It's the case if it's an offensive lineman, a tip ball, an offensive lineman catches it and runs it in. So we have to put other in there just in case that's the scenario. Running back is a favorite. We're going to put that at minus 130. You can catch these odds at mybookie.ag. And then odds to who's going to catch the ball. We have Alvin Kamara is going to be the favorite at plus 160. Tyson Hill is going to be up there, Michael Thomas, Benjamin. And then we have 501 odds that you can bet Ricky Williams to catch Drew Brees' touchdown pass.
Austin Carr has got to be in the hundreds.
Yeah, but he's a slot receiver.
We have him at 95 or 100-1. I'm going to put him up. Yeah. I'm waiting to see what kind of percentages.
So, Kamara, see, I thought running back too, Raphael, because I think – that's one of those things where, you know, he's 15, 16 away or something like that, and then he just dumps it off, and then that back. Because, I think Mark Ingram's biggest impact today is probably going to be in the screen game. I mean, obviously, yes, you'll see him have a couple of runs. They'll hand him the football off if they get a lead, try to get the game shorter. But last year, his biggest area of improvement was screen, and that's what's sort of been missing from this offense. I could totally see Drew 20-something yards short, couple of teens, you know, yard short, here's a dump pass, breaks a couple of tackles, there's your record breaker.
Well, here's one you can throw out there. Will he break the record on a short pass or a long pass?
Yeah, do you think he dials it up? Because, you know, as you mentioned, Sean Payton, somebody will tell him in his ear, hey, Drew's 15, he's 20, and a little play action right over the top. So what do you think, Raphael? You think it'll be a short, an intermediate, or a big play?
I think it's going to be either a short pass, but I think it's going to be a tight end. I did some research just in time. You text me. I pulled away to USC, and the tight ends have scored on the Washington Redskins defense quite a few times last year and quite a few times already the start of this year. So would not be shocked if it's a tight end wide open in the middle.
Hey, which quarter do you think Drew Brees will break the record in?
I like an under type game, so I don't think it's going to be that high of a scoring game. Yep. So I'm going to say third quarter.
Yeah, I think third. Yeah, could be saying, it wouldn't surprise me, guys, if it'd be in the fourth. Let me tell you what, if he's not at 200 yards in a fourth, this is a tight game. It's a tight game.
If he's not at 200 yards in a fourth?
Yeah, it's a tight game. Now, he's had 200-yard games already this year, right? The Browns and the Giants.
Right.
And those games were tight going into the fourth quarter.
Hey, I'm still going with the third quarter. I think he takes care of it in the third quarter.
I mean, believe me, I'd love to have it be a second quarter. You know, and then it's a nice evening, nice celebration of an evening because he has 200 yards. One or two things is happening, right? Alex Smith is going up and down the field of the Saints, and now it's a shootout.
Yep.
Or the Saints are well on their way to going 4-1 into the bye. Raphael, who you like tonight, man?
I told you on Friday that I was still shocked at that time the Saints were 6.5 win favorites, and now the money's all over the Redskins. It's -6. I'm sticking with my gut. I'm sticking with the Saints. I still think they take care of business at home. Record-breaking evening. The Saints have had some magical wins on Monday nights. I know the Redskins are coming off a bye week, well-rested, but give me Drew Brees at home on a historic night on his point. Laying less than a touchdown still boggles my mind.
Yeah, it is crazy. It's just 6 points. Thank you, Raphael, as always, at VSI Doc Sports, the way to follow you over on Twitter. We'll talk to you again on Friday.
Take it easy. Have a great rest of the week.
Yep, for sure, man. Take care. When we come back, Tim Heaney, if you have any fantasy football questions, we'll throw that out there as well. I'm starting to believe in Baker Mayfield a little bit here. I mean, I tell you what, that Browns game was entertaining. I really thought they were going for another tie. There's one thing you can take away from that Browns team right now. Joey, I'm sure you're listening. They have fight in them.
They do.
They really honestly do. They didn't give up a quit. They could have lost that game a ton of times against the Ravens, a division opponent. And they did not quit. They believe in that kid, and I think that kid's kind of giving them a little bit of that.
A little spark. I tell you what, the Ravens just have nothing for an offense.
Yeah, you say that, and guess what? Drew Brees, there's one team he has yet to beat. You know what that is?
The Ravens?
The Baltimore Ravens.
Well, how many times they played them?
Yeah, well, it's a handful of times, but he had it. So, when we come back, Tim Heaney, fantasy football expert. You have any questions, call in, tweet at us. That is how you can get your question over to him. And again, in hour number 3, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m., nothing but Saints Redskins. We'll get you started on that on this Monday, as it is time to get you ready for Monday Night Football, as we're live at Clayton Homes in Houma. John Forcade with us on a Monday, wearing his black and gold shirt. And also, he'll be over at the Superdome signing autographs a little bit later, as will Devery Henderson over at the New Orleans Saints Hall of Fame. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Every time I look,
it's the 50th anniversary of Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, and Houma. Hurry in for a great deal at their summer clearance event. See their impressive lineup of new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business with Ram's long-lasting new pickups or their efficient new Ram work vans. Choosing the right one should be easy. Get more for your business with a new Ram truck or van at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat at 6161 West Park Avenue in Houma. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Joe Septic Contractors has specialized in the installation of sewage systems, field drains, and vacuum truck services for over 40 years. They've grown into one of the largest sanitation companies in Louisiana. Call Joe Septic Contractors today about their rentals on portable toilets, holding tanks, iron hand wash stations, and air-conditioned restroom trailers for your next event. Call Joe Septic Contractors today at 985-632-5592 or visit their website at www.joeseptic.com.
Good luck to Mason Boudreaux, number 32. Go Colonels!
Peter Don's Carts and Accessories, where you get the lowest prices in the area on golf carts and other motorized carts, as well as parts. Peter Don's sells refurbished gas and electric club cars and EZ-Gos, and wait until you see the huge showroom filled with parts and accessories. Now through October 31st, the T105 Trojan 6-volt battery is just $99. Peter Don's gives you more for less and the best selection of motorized vehicles, plus that 1-year warranty on all parts. Peter Don's, West Main in Houma.
Do you know if you have the right insurance coverage? Or do you feel like you're paying too much for your car, home, or business insurance? Look, if you hesitated, you need to contact Bourgeois Insurance in Thibodaux. Owner agent Price Bourgeois will personally help you find the coverage you need. And because he's an independent agent, he can find the right coverage that fits your budget. Hey, there shouldn't be any doubts about your insurance. Call 985-803-8999 or log on to 123myquote.com. Bourgeois Insurance in Thibodaux. Home, commercial, auto.
If pests are pestering you, call the experts at Terminix. They'll rid your home or business of disease-carrying rats, mice, roaches, spiders, even crazy ants. Call your local pest control experts at Terminix for a free inspection. Terminix also offers home insulation. In La Rose, call 693-3152. That's 693-3152. 693-3152. Terminix, power over pests.
Megan here with Vision Communications. As you may have heard, we recently increased the speed of our internet service. Vision offers 5 levels of service so you can match the speed and value right for your family. Now's a good time to review your internet service. Most people are using more and more bandwidth and finding that upgrading really makes a difference. Give us a call at 798-7956 to get more speed for your internet experience. Vision Communications, dedicated to bringing you a better vision and faster internet.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Welcome back. It's the Sports Hangover. John 4K joining us on this Monday. You know it's got to be a special occasion for you to come down to Houma and hang out with us. Not that you don't love.
Just hang around with you, dude.
Yeah, no, I hear you. But, of course, it's a record-setting perhaps tonight for quarterback Drew Brees as he...
Big Monday night, only game in town. Yep. Only game, you know. How did it work out for him to have the chance to break the record?
Well, they did it
on Monday night. Didn't know that. I mean, nobody could predict that. That's he could have broken the last couple of weeks, but
that's true.
It's Monday night football. He's the only game showing tonight by himself. We're all going to be there. Mark Ingram comes back. That's going to be a big plus. Right. I mean, it's a chance to go to 4-1. I love it.
Tim Heaney, Rotor Wire at Tim underscore Heaney, joins us on Mondays at 1:30 to answer your fantasy football questions. 800-998-1003 or at ESPN Radio NOLA at GCAT underscore 17. If you would like to ask him any questions, and we'll pass that along. Tim, how are you this Monday afternoon?
Well, I'm good, man. Definitely the Saints game tonight's going to be fun to watch, and they might pause the game, they said, if he sets the record, I believe.
Yep.
And got my Yankees in playing the Red Sox tonight, too, so I'm going to be flipping back and forth a little bit.
That's right, 1-1 in that series as they got one. They had a chance, I think, a little bit in that first game, so I think this could go all the way to the distance. But, Tim, you know, obviously with Drew on the verge of a record here, it's an interesting question I've sort of had, or even topic last week. As you're seeing the kind of year that he's having this year, and then you watch yesterday, and you see the year that obviously Jared Goff and Pat Mahomes are having, and it's just setting up yet again that even if the Saints do well, they make a run into postseason. Breeze has numbers of yards. It's just one of those years, like in the year that he won the Super Bowl. Unfortunately, there's a handful of two of players, man, that are doing really well, in particular those two quarterbacks right now, that would be my MVP vote.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still not keen to knock him down out of the QB1 tier in fantasy, but, you know, we've seen these last couple of years, the running game's kind of taken over. Good way to keep him healthy. Still challenging downfield. He's still got a good, you know, 8 or more YPA the last 2 years. That's really good. Still can keep it when he has to. Of course, Michael Thomas, you know, with that almost historical couple of weeks there as well. He still got the weapons. You know, Ted Ginn's probably not playing tonight, but now Mark Ingram's back. Of course, Alvin Kamara, we've gushed about him on the show too many times, and your radio station probably doesn't have a quota or anything on that either. So.
Yeah, no doubt. Tim Heaney from RotoWire, if you got anything for him, at ESPN Radio Nolan. Of course, you can call us at 800-998-1003. I was talking about it going into the break with John Forcade. You know, I know he had a pick, but some of those numbers were there as well. Man, I'm really starting to become a bit of a believer here in Baker Mayfield being a guy that I can depend on because he's going to take the chances, and that team's starting to really believe itself, and they could have folded a couple times yesterday with some of those missed field goals, but I don't know. What are your thoughts on Baker so far this year?
I think it's a good start. I definitely felt he had the most upside of any of those. Well, the best blend of now and future upside, I guess, of all the quarterbacks in the first round. The Browns have some weapons, man. I mean, even without Josh Gordon, Jarvis Landry, Antonio Callaway can be there occasionally good. David Njoku is emerging at tight end. You got the great Duke Johnson, Carlos Hyde, Nick Chubb trio in the backfield. And I think with Mayfield and the center, they're more willing to kind of challenge downfield a bit more. I like his patience. I like his pocket presence. I think he runs only when he has to. He's not default running like a Tyrod Taylor would. I like what I'm seeing, and I'm confident that, especially if they start using Duke Johnson in the passing game more, that's going to be a nice upgrade in Mayfield's weekly fantasy ceiling, which could be QB1 a lot of the time.
We saw the Falcons, John, go down yesterday to the Steelers. Is it maybe time to kind of consider, or do you still maybe hold on to guys like Julio and Ridley and Matt Ryan on that offense? They're down to 1-4 on the year.
Yeah, the Falcons are going to probably throw a lot in these games, so I wouldn't necessarily write them off. So you got Devontae Freeman coming back. I think that everyone kind of is downgraded, but I think they're still mostly going to be useful starters among that crew.
What are some of the things that stood out to you from the action yesterday?
Patrick Mahomes didn't do much, but he still looked solid. I think that Chiefs offense still runs well through him. Aaron Rodgers, of course, had to throw 52 times, but he was more of the fancy guy that people are looking for there. Deshaun Watson looked very poised on Sunday night. CJ Beathard might be an option for two quarterback lineup league, which is, you know, kind of a weird thing to say now. Isaiah Crowell was a beast, of course. The Broncos are a great defense to allow a lot of points to running backs. Of course, James Conner was a monster as well. TJ Yeldon kind of proves that the Jaguars could survive without Leonard Fournette. I think that's a big development as well. So.
Tim got a question here from the Fantasy Gumbo. Can you ask Tim underscore Haney if he can give us an update on tight ends Greg Olsen and Jack Doyle? Will they come back this week? Should you plug them into your lineup?
I think Greg Olsen looks more ready to come back than Doyle. At least he can come back to a better situation here. Olsen was already targeting a week 6 return. We had that report on RotoWire today. Playing against Washington next week, it looks like a good setup for him because that secondary is kind of weak there. I mean, Doyle, even when he does come back, I think Eric Ebron is always going to be a thorn in his side most of the time. I think I'd rather side with Olsen moving forward. Week 6 coming, Doyle would be against the Jets. not a terrible matchup, but I think I'm more confident in the Olsen outlook more than I am with Doyle at this point.
Injuries obviously always something that take place. Were there any injuries yesterday that kind of maybe can get some fantasy scramblers after tonight's game? Are probably already scrambling to probably find somebody to start.
You got to look at Saquon Barkley's injury. He had a little bit of a back issue. Looks like he's okay, but they're not really giving too much of an update on that. Leonard Fournette already ruled out the week six. The Louisiana hits keep on coming with that one, I guess. TJ Yeldon, you know, he could be a top. He could be an RB1 moving forward as a starter. Lamar Miller might be back in week six, so Alfred Blue had a nice game Sunday night. That might not continue. And you can kind of keep track of RotoWire.com's news feed for all those injury news there. Oh, Matt Breida is another one for the 49ers. Might be a mid to high ankle sprain. That could be a really costly injury for him.
Sorry, buddy. Had a sneeze here.
No worries.
That and a cold. Add that. It's awesome. Kleber from Homa has got a question for you. You're on with Tim Heaney from RotoWire, from Thibodeau. Sorry. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, Gus. Hey, Tim. Tim, I'm playing Gus's wife this week in fantasy football, and I sent him a message to have her add a defense for tonight because I don't want to go 5-0 like that. I want her to add her defense. Do you think Gus is just not telling her because she's 3-1 and he's 1-3?
Maybe. I didn't hear the question. It was kind of echoey there. Sorry about that.
Essentially, I think he was just referring to the fact that she has yet to play a defense for some reason. I don't know why. I can ask her, you know, but she's 3-1. I'm 1-3. So why should she take any advice from me, right?
Hey, man, you don't text me enough. I keep telling you that.
No, look, I told you I had who was the quarterback. So got injured. Oh, my gosh. I had it at the top of my head, and everything just kind of left me all of a sudden. All right, Fournette. Let's see,
about Garoppolo?
Yes, Garoppolo was my quarterback.
Yeah.
Fournette was my running back. Fournette was my other one.
Here's my take on Fournette, guys. Fournette's going to eat himself or something out of the league because he is not going to make – he's like Cook, Dalvin Cook from Minnesota. They said he's been in the league 3 years, only played like 12 games maybe or something.
Come on. He's not going to eat himself out of it. But that is a question, though, because seriously, when I have Carlos Hyde and everyone wants to trade for him, I'm like, dude, that's all I have. So, I mean, I guess it's just trying to find some running backs of value right now that maybe you weren't picked up early, Tim.
I mean, if you could kind of switch to, like, maybe, like, package someone for, like, with Hyde with someone for maybe, like, a David Johnson or maybe buy low on, like, another type of running back like that, that could be somewhere where you can kind of cash in on Hyde right now. He's secure, but... You know, you got to wonder if his body's going to hold up because they're using him a lot early this season. Nick Chubb kind of waiting in the wings there. I might try to cash out on Carlos Hyde if I could. Try to sell high and maybe get a running back at some point.
See, I've been completely putting it aside. So you actually think I should be considering in trading Carlos Hyde?
I think we've seen him at his peak. So I think I'd rather cash out more than bank on another, 10 games from him. So.
All right, well, there he is.
Adrian Peterson is probably available.
Yeah, well, look, Adrian Peterson's playing tonight. He's playing tonight against the Saints defense. Don't know. Tim, tell the folks you got it RotoWire. Obviously, it's a Monday. You still got one more game left, but this is the day that everybody's clicking, trying to find things, and I'm sure you guys got plenty to look at.
Yeah, well, I was just on the Fantasy Football Podcast today. Listen to Monday with me and John Halpin. News, rankings, sleepers. Free 10-day trial if you haven't tried it yet. RotoWire.com/radio. You can RotoWire.com/free as well can work. You can try our new chat features on Discord if you're a free trial or a subscriber member. You can kind of talk about your lineups on Sunday and stuff like that. I host a Facebook Live show on Wednesdays called Wednesday Wire. Thinking right now it's gonna be 1 p.m. 12 Central every Wednesday moving forward. So you can kind of join me there. You can ask questions for free and stuff like that. But so much other stuff going on at RotoWire. Like I said, you can try us free for 10 days, and you can get most, if not all, of our features.
There he is. Hey, man, always appreciate your time on a Monday, man. Enjoy the rest of the week. See you next week.
Thanks, man. Feel better, and I hope Drew Brees sets the record so you can get a little bit of a relief on those that cold there.
There we go. Appreciate it. Thank you so much, man. Take care, Tim. At Tim_Heaney is the way to follow him over on Twitter. Take a quick break, John. We get back. That's it. Marlon Favorite is the only other guest, and he's going to help us break down the game. Rest of the way, I want some more poems, and I definitely want some more scores and keys to the game coming in. We got one that's pretty awesome. I'll read right out of the break that actually has Peyton Manning and Favre in it. It's pretty good. Wow. Yeah, a lot of work went into this one for sure. So we'll touch on that when we come back. It's the Sports Hangover. We're live at Clayton Homes over in Houma. John Forcade's here in person as well. Plus, we have Jambalaya from the Jambalaya Shop. And that, as always, you can stop by and say hi to them over at 1795 Martin Luther King Boulevard in Houma, the Jambalaya Shop, where you can get jambalaya, pastalaya, boudin balls. It's amazing over there. So stop on by. They even do cracklings where we went over there and did that. So, yeah, go check that out. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
All right. Hi, I am John Mellison, candidate for re-election to the Greater Lafourche Port Commission, CG. I would like to ask for your support on Election Day so that I can continue to work hard for the future of our port, creating jobs and making our area a great place to live, work, and play. Paid for by the John Mellison Campaign Fund.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
When you need them, your local volunteer fire department routinely answers the call. Whether it be a fire, traffic accident, or a cat stuck in a tree, there is always someone there for you. However, because of declines in memberships, departments are becoming understaffed and struggling. Here's how you can help your neighbors and your community. No matter what skills you may possess, you can make a difference. Your local volunteer fire department desperately needs your help. Can you direct traffic, install a smoke alarm, help at fundraisers? Your community needs you. You don't have to fight fire to be a volunteer. Will you make that difference? Will you answer the call? Brought to you by the National Volunteer Firefighter Recruitment Center, a program service of the Volunteer Firefighter Alliance. For more information on how you can help and make a difference, visit www.nvfrc.org. That's www.nvfrc.org.
The new week of college football and the NFL kick off on Thursday night, and we're here to field that kick with Game Time. Thursday nights, join me and John Forcade as we come to you live every Thursday night from the Dock in Slidell, 118 Harborview Court. Come on out Thursday nights and be a part of the show, where you can simply enjoy the Dock's delicious menu with such favorites as Oysters Rockefeller, char-grilled oysters, and the classic stuffed crab. And no, we didn't forget drink specials. So join us Thursday nights at the Dock, 118 Harborview Court in Slidell, 6 to 8 p.m. on ESPN New Orleans.
New Friend Building Materials has been around since 1955 and is growing every year. We continue to be a proud family company in our second generation ownership and working on the third. We do our best to cover all your building needs while providing top-notch customer service and priding ourselves on not letting you leave without a smile. From small birdhouses to hotels and apartment complexes, there's no job too big or too small for us to handle. Our four convenient locations to serve you include Cutoff, Thibodeau, Belchase, and Slidell. So come stop by and see how we can help you and have a blessed day.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Cattingill.
Yeah, obviously excited to be back. You know, being away from the team, it's not easy. But I was working and being with my family. And I'm excited to be back with these guys.
That's running back Mark Ingram, John Forcade. What do you think is his biggest impact coming into this game?
Taking pressure off of Alvin Kamara, because the fact that Kamara, you know, the guy's banged up by now. He's a little sore after four games. And I look at it this way. He's going to bring a lot to the offense, just the fact that he can run the inside running game for them in the passing department as well, catching those screens, pass blocking. He brings so much, but now you got to look at this. Though, here's the big key to me with him. You can't overuse him. He ain't played 4 weeks. You know, training camp was,
he's not coming in and running 30 balls.
Right.
30 times.
Yeah, so he better have with his 10 or 12 carries the first game, and he might be able to squeeze him a little bit more, throw him three or four times. But, it's still going to be Alvin Kamara getting most of the pass and maybe getting some carries. But I think they split it with them too, and maybe a third guy. I think that's what needs to happen with Ingram, slow him slowly bringing back into his, you know, his action. You can't just say, okay, Mark, you 20-something carries tonight.
Right.
Ain't gonna happen.
I still think screen game would probably be something that I would see, that he can come in and provide a lot of, you know, you're not gonna take as many big hits, obviously.
Right.
You can kind of get in and kind of, you know, go out of bounds, you can go down that way, kind of, really, I think, provide a spark for this team.
He will be fresh. He will be fresh. There's no doubt.
Sean Payton last week in his conference call, day one, which was Thursday, there Wednesday, he was asked the question, how significant was Mark Ingram's return? I think it's everything you kind of just said, and it gives you a little bit more.
It's significant in a number of ways. In pass pro, in the balance that we have, the things it allows us to do with Alvin as a receiver at times. And also, look, there's a wear and tear on one player. And, you know, we talked all off season about how this first month was going to be without Mark, you know, and the idea was for us to kind of keep those touches in a similar area and the playing time in a similar area. And of course, we weren't able to do that. I mean, in other words, his numbers did increase. And yet there's a wear and tear that takes place with that. And so when you're looking at a 16-week season, I mean, we look at it as having two outstanding running backs, and I think they complement and fit each other extremely well.
To your point, you think he can obviously help that wear and tear. And look, even Sean Payton said it. Look, the amount of carries, the amount of things that Alvin Kamara did, it's not what they wanted. They talked about it all season, John. They were hoping that it his carries numbers didn't happen, but it did. And at the end of the day, his numbers are higher than what they thought they were going to be. But I think my thing is this, too. He's having so much success, and he's doing so well. How do you not give him the ball? You know what I'm saying? Same thing
right.
with Michael Thomas. It's easy to go, well, let's spread the ball around. Well, he's open. And
right.
Now, the Giants did a very good job last week of being really the only team this year holding him down. He only got four balls. John, is that maybe the offense kind of being starting to figure it out? I mean, you talked about this all the time, every time you talk to us on Game Time on Thursdays. Film. We talked to Coach Boudreaux. I mean, they have film. And their job is to find what your weakness is. What are you trying to do and find those tendencies?
What did the Saints do last week? Played the Giants, right? Who didn't kill him? Odell Beckham Jr. So that's the way the Saints, people go into the Saints game. We got to stop somebody.
Right.
You can't stop Thomas, Drew Brees, and or, you know, one of the running backs. You just can't. You got to kind of pick and choose a guy in the secondary to take care of a receiver. Now, with the Kamara situation is this. I said it all along. I said, man, oh, man, you can't kill him. He's not built.
Right.
I don't care how he's looking there, because in the long run, you got to have him at the end of the year. And right now, you can get away. That's why I don't know why they don't play other running backs. You got a couple other guys you could put him in there and play and give him some rest. But I think Sean realized that now. You know, thank God Ingram's back.
How long do you think it'll take for Ingram to be ended? I mean,
involved in everything?
Yeah.
I think two games.
Two games?
Yeah, I think this one and next week.
Here was Ingram last week talking about how long he thinks he'll be to kind of get back in the flow of things, right? I mean, look, working out on your own, working out at practice is different than game speed.
Yeah, you know, work my butt off every day and prepare myself physically, take care of my body physically, mentally, emotionally, getting treatment, doing everything I can to make sure that I'm ready to go, hit the ground running, and of course, you know, pad level, taking hits, and some certain nuances that go around playing the game of football, being in a full game. You know, I have to get used to in practice, and obviously Monday night, but ready to go.
800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio NOLA as well. Hour 3, Mr. Forcade, keys, matchups. Let's talk about it. You got a lot of storylines. You have Alex Smith, who's seemingly always has good days against the Saints. We'll hear from more from Drew Brees and what this week has been like for him to, in his case, block out the noise and try to do those different things. John, also, we're having fun with it. Who do you think catches the record-breaking pass?
Well, you heard
Raphael,
tight end. I changed my
going tight end, huh?
I still think a tight end. I think it's going to be a little quick little pass to Watson or Hill.
All right, easy enough. Hour 3 is up next, live from Clayton Homes in Houma on ESPN New Orleans.